And now we are going to introduce IELTS speaking section. This part of exam would be held on a different session, sometimes prior to the exam and sometimes after the exam. And it is held individually. There is only you and your examiner. So it is a face-to-face exam. And the timing would be around 11 to 14 minutes. There are three different parts to IELTS speaking. In part one, which is introduction and interview, and lasts for 4 to 5 minutes. The examiner introduces himself or herself and asks you some question about your personal details or personal background. The questions cover your issues about you, including your job, your family, your hometown, likes and dislikes, and your study. And for part two, which is called the cue card section or prompt card section or long run speech, you are and lasts for around 3 to 4 minutes. The examiner gives you a task card or prompt card, which asks you to talk about a particular topic and which includes the points you can cover in your talk. You're also given 1 minute to think about the topic, and they give you a piece of paper and a pencil, and you can take some notes and think about the topic and the questions for that 1 minute, and then you're asked to give a non-stop speech, short speech for up to 2 minutes, minimum 1 minute and maximum 2 minutes. And during this this time, you have to cover the whole topic and the questions. And if you finish your time and leave any of the questions unanswered, you will lose your mark. And also, if you finish your speech in less than 1 minute, a minute and a half, you're signaled to continue for at least 1 minute, as I said, or a minute and a half. So you have to cover the questions and the topic in less than 2 minutes. And immediately after the cue card section, you're asked one or two questions called follow-up questions related to the topic. And for part three, which is a two-way discussion, in fact, you're asked some more complicated questions and you have to discuss with your examiner. It takes around 4 to 5 minutes. The examiner asks you further questions which are connected to the topic of part two. Somehow, sometimes they are not connected. These questions give you an opportunity to discuss more abstract issues and ideas about your society and maybe issues, global issues. Skills which are asked in speaking would be a range of speaking skills, including the ability to communicate opinions and information on everyday topic and common experiences and situation by answering a range of questions, different types of questions. The ability to speak at length or on a given topic using appropriate language and organizing ideas coherently. And also the ability to express and justify opinions and to analyze or discuss and speculate about issues. So there are different types of questions and skills in the questions. And about the marking, you're assessed on your performance throughout the test by certified IELTS examiners according to the IELTS speaking test assessment criteria, including fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and also the pronunciation. And you can find more details on www.linguaweb.ir.